and welcome to Struggle to Fit podcast. I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Asia.
And we are Struggle to Fit. We're struggling to get fit, struggling to fit into society's idea of healthy and fit, and struggling to fit into our genes. Welcome to episode 2 of Struggle to Fit, Cut the Fast.
Each month, we'll be choosing 2 challenges, a food-related challenge and a fitness-related challenge.
So this month, for the month of May, our food challenge is cutting out fast food. And what that entails is no fast food at all for 30 days.
But we always think about what really defines fast food. I think fast food is anything with a drive-thru. But Jeanette has a different idea.
Yes, not just anything with a drive-thru. If you have a grocery store, if you live in Florida, it's Publix. If you live up north, it's probably a Myers. Any grocery store that you can walk into and buy fried chicken or a sub, that is fast food. None of that.
So you can walk into Publix and get a yogurt.
You can. You can get a yogurt. You can get a banana. You can get an orange juice. No fast food. No visiting the deli. If it has a drive-thru, it's fast food. If somebody makes it for you very quickly, it is fast food.
3 minutes or less, but...
Yeah, 3 minutes or less.
Hey, what restaurant actually gives you your food in 3 minutes or less?
I would say Chick-fil-A, but I wait forever in their drive-thru, so it's not Chick-fil-A. But it's fast food.
So what are your personal challenges with fast food? How is this going to be hard for you?
My struggle is on my way to work, stopping for breakfast, not eating breakfast at home.
I hate breakfast.
And I work right next door to a Sonic. They have terrible customer service. They have terrible food. And 90% of the time they get my order wrong, but I don't have to make it.
So it's the convenience.
It is. What is your struggle?
McDonald's, man. McChickens are my homeboy.
McChickens, of all things.
Yes.
Not chicken nuggets?
No. I love McChickens, and they're a dollar, and they're super cheap, and they're just delicious in my mind. And they're probably the worst thing for you. But it's a convenience thing for me, too, because it's on my way home. I can just swing in, grab a McChicken. It'll be gone before I get home, and nobody will know.
Somebody will know. The bag is always there.
I can throw the bag away. So... I would have to say that my biggest challenge for this month is going to be stopping at McDonald's and getting that McChicken because I know that I don't need it, but it's going to be calling my name all month long.
How are you going to fight that struggle? How are you going to fight that challenge?
I'm not quite sure yet. I haven't crossed that bridge.
Today is day one.
Yes. And, you know, I was so tired because I was so busy today that I didn't even think about stopping at McDonald's. I just want to come home and go to bed. Tomorrow's a new day. So I will have to cross that bridge when I get to it.
Well, today was my son's birthday dinner.
Golden Corral.
It was not fast food, except that my husband would argue that since the food was already made, it is fast. But it is not fast food. It is a restaurant. It's no different than eating dinner at grandma's on Christmas and all the food being on the table.
This is true.
It was probably not a very good choice, but it was better than McDonald's. Probably.
But my chickens.
Yeah. I was able to track it in my Fitness Pal, which I thought was kind of nice, even though I didn't want to because it's scary. But it was not fast food. So what are we looking at for successes? How do we know that we succeeded at this food challenge?
Personally, if I don't stop at McDonald's, I've succeeded. Or Chick-fil-A.
Or Sonic.
Or Wendy's. I think a success is going to be simple this month. If we just don't do it, then we succeeded.
Yeah. I think this is going to be – sometimes I struggle with going through the drive-thru just to get a drink. And I feel like that should also be on there.
Yeah.
No fast food means if you are in the drive-thru for anything other than an ice water, you probably shouldn't be there.
Probably not.
So let's take a look at May's fitness challenge. So our fitness challenge for the month of May is to just move. Just move. That's all you have to do. A minimum of 30 minutes every day. What do you think about when you think of just moving?
You know, I mean, it could just be as simple as going out for a walk. You know, we live in Florida and it's hot. So going out later in the evening where it's cooled down, it's a nice walk, you know. We've kind of got a lake in our backyard that we can kind of walk around, and you've got, you know, the little track.
Yeah.
I feel that just getting out and doing something outside of work hours, if you have a hard time doing that or you're unable to, then maybe during your lunch break, you can eat and then take a walk around a park.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. Just get out and just do something, whether you walk or you don't have to go to the gym. I don't think that's necessary.
No, I work in retail, so I'm walking all day long, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, up and down the ladder, back and forth. So finding time to do that outside of work, I don't think it's going to be too hard. It's just motivation. Once I get home, I'm ready to take my shoes off and go to bed. So I really have to do it before I take my shoes off.
So it's like you walk in the door. Okay, I got to go right now.
I got to go. Let's go now before I take my shoes off or I'm changing my mind. We can also utilize that donation to Planet Fitness.
Oh, yeah. We are donating to Planet Fitness.
We donate to them every month. We can utilize that.
Yeah. I want to utilize their massage bed.
Well, that's what you pay for. Obviously, we're not paying for the gym. So
no,
we should probably use that.
So for May's Fitness Challenge, we just want to move. We just want to get out there and exercise. Not only are we going to exercise too, but we also are going to be tracking all of our food in MyFitnessPal. And we kind of have to just figure out what determines success and what determines failure. As far as our fitness challenge, how do you determine failure?
For our fitness challenge, just not moving. If you decide that you're just too tired or and you don't, it's just 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes. It's not an hour and a half. You don't have to go anywhere. You can walk up and down your street for 30 minutes. There's no reason to fail this.
Do you have stairs in your house? Go up and down your stairs for 10 minutes. That's moving.
That is.
And that's utilizing something you already pay for. You pay for those stairs.
If you have a grocery store that's close to your house and you need to go to grocery shopping, pick up a few things, walk to the grocery store. If you've got a dog that is able to be walked outside, unlike my dog who is not able to be walked outside, but take your dog for a walk. You have children. Yeah. Take your children for a walk. It's perfectly okay to do that. Just 30 minutes. So failure would be just not doing it. There's no reason not to do 30 minutes.
So I failed today.
You failed today?
I failed.
This is day one, Asia.
I know it's day one, but man, I was up super early. I was tearing stickers off windows and then had to go downtown. And I was just really tired. And I'm not a morning person. So when I have to get up early, I'm cranky all day. And I came home, ate, and wanted to go to bed. So no walking for me today.
Now you have to do an hour tomorrow. It's not really the way it works, but
no, it's not.
You should have to do it. Since today is day one, you should have to do an hour tomorrow.
I think I can do that.
Okay.
I'll drag my husband with me.
You do that. Luckily, mine goes on his own.
Mine don't.
So the thing about these challenges is usually a challenge has some sort of reward aside from educating ourselves, aside from learning something new, aside from getting healthier. You have to reward yourself with stuff like this.
But you don't reward yourself with food because that would be defeating the point.
Yes.
So buy something that you like, whether it's new jewelry or a new outfit or
new gym shoes.
So this month, actually, our reward for the both of us is new gym shoes.
And if we go to the right store, we could probably do buy one, get one half off.
We could. Planet Fitness has that discount.
Do they?
On shoes.
From Reebok. They do. Yes.
Yes.
That we donate to them. So we should use that coupon.
We should. So, and I've got horrible feet. So I really want to actually see if Reebok do fitting shoes? Do they?
I don't know
shoes?
If they do, but there are a lot of running stores in the area since our area is really big with like the Gate River Run and stuff like that. There are a lot of running stores and I've actually been fitted for shoes once. What they do is they they put the shoe on you, put you in your regular shoe, and they watch you walk on a treadmill, and they record you from behind, and they slow it down to see how you're walking, if like your foot is turned sideways, and they measure your stance, and then they go and find a shoe based on the way that you're walking, and then they can put inserts in it. There are a ton of stores, and you're looking at spending probably $100 minimum on a pair of shoes.
But that's a good investment, though, if you're really, you know, if you really want to make sure that your feet aren't killing you by the end of the day when you're walking in them all day.
Right.
Or if you're going, I mean, I would hope in 6 months to be able to run 5K.
6 months?
Maybe a year.
Maybe a year.
Realistic goals.
We could do a 3K.
Okay. How about a 2K?
I think 3K is like what? Like a couple miles?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll think about that one. But if you want to really learn how to run and actually take care of your feet like that, a really good pair of solid shoes has a great effect on you being able to run for long periods too.
Yeah. So I'm using MyFitnessPal, and I'm also using my Samsung Health app, which I have with my Samsung Gear Fit. Do iWatches, do they have one of those? Like an Apple Health thing?
Yeah. So I do have an Apple Watch. It has health, and it also connects to MyFitnessPal. So whenever I exercise, it automatically imports into MyFitnessPal. I don't have to do anything.
Mine's supposed to do that, but it doesn't.
I'm sorry.
It's synced, but for some, I don't know. It just is not.
It's dumb.
It's an Android.
It's dumb. So my Apple Watch will automatically sync into MyFitnessPal on top of syncing into my health app, which technically the Apple Watch talks to the health app and the health app talks to MyFitnessPal. And then all my steps are recorded via my Apple Watch along with my heart rate and all that good jazz. So that's kind of how we're tracking everything. I always tell myself if I'm not wearing my watch, my steps don't count.
Mine doesn't pick up my steps all the time because I'm not always walking with my arm swinging. And if my arm isn't swinging, it's not counting my steps. But if I have my phone in my pocket, it counts my steps on my phone. Sometimes it'll double count my steps, which I don't know if that's like a, hey, bonus or
it's because your cheating. Android's dumb.
It's not dumb if it's counting twice. Bonus. Bonus steps. That is success.
Wow. If you'd like to follow us on MyFitnessPal, my username is Mrs. Heroic Line. That's MRSHEROICLINE, Mrs. Heroic Line.
And mine is JRP959.
So feel free to follow us on MyFitnessPal. You can see what we eat, see what we do. And this is a journey that we want to share with everybody, not just us, but we definitely want to make sure that we educate not only ourselves, but we want to educate from our experiences you as well.
Yeah, so jump in with us. Take your own food challenge. If you're just starting out on this and you're not sure where you want to go, just cutting out the fast food is a good first step. Tracking your food is a good first step. Getting up and moving, just getting into the habit of doing it, that's a good first step. So whatever your challenge is, whatever your struggle is, just do it. Start with the fast food, start with the tracking, start with moving, just get up and do it. And next week, we will be back for an update on our first week. Tell you a little bit more about ourselves and how we did on the first week and where we want to go from here.
So you'll hear our successes and our failures, the good, the bad, the ugly. We will be honest and just straight up with you. This isn't about, sugarcoating anything.
Nope.
So don't forget to follow us. You can find us at struggle2fit.com. That's struggle2fit.com, facebook.com/struggle2fit. As well as Instagram, struggle.2fit. We hope you have a great day.